Before I start this post, I must say and thank the universe because it seems like the universe had taken it up itself to untangle my life. A. Since 2013 life hadn't been fair to me as so was 2023. 2023 wasn't a year of glittering headlines for me. It was a year etched in whispers, a silent film played out in the hushed corners of my soul. You see, I'm not wired for the fanfare, the drumbeat of constant chatter. My words bloom like orchids in solitude, needing quiet to take root. But this year, amidst the introspective symphony of my life, a discordant note emerged, the sting of betrayal from another childhood friend. I've always worn my heart on my sleeve, trusting with the naiveness of a child chasing fireflies. But trust, I learned, can be a fickle firefly itself, illuminating warmth one moment, leaving you in the cold the next. People, lured by the quiet ease of my nature, the non-confrontational way I let things slide, took my kindness for weakness, my silence for consent. They borrowed my trust like ill-fitting sweaters, discarding it when it no longer served their purpose. I have a very strong memory, so I remember each betrayal by friends and family and backstabs that had felt like a shard of ice piercing my soul. Words that once poured forth like a gushing spring dwindled to a hesitant trickle. My smile, once as bright as a sunflower, became guarded, a half-moon glimpsed through storm clouds. My introversion, once a sanctuary, began to feel like a fortress, built out of self-preservation, bricks mortared with unspoken pain. But within this fortress, something shifted. In the quiet chambers of my being, resilience bloomed. The scars of betrayal, though raw, became badges of honor, testaments to the battles I'd fought within. I learned to speak through my eyes, letting them flicker with quiet defiance, a storm brewing behind the veil of silence. My voice, though soft, gained an edge, a steely glint that said, no more. I set boundaries, lines drawn in the sand with the sound of self-respect. No longer would I be the doormat on which expectations danced. I began to curate my circle, letting in only those who saw the symphony in my silence, who valued the whispered wisdom in my stillness. In these stolen moments of genuine connection, I found solace. Laughter that once felt forced became genuine, echoing in the shared language of empathy and understanding. The world, I discovered, held pockets of quiet beauty, hidden gardens where introverts bloomed like exotic orchids, their fragrances mingling in the cool evening air. As 2023 draws to a close, I stand taller, not despite the scars, but because of them. My introversion is not a flaw, but a compass that guides me to the havens of inner peace. My voice, though soft, carries the weight of experience, a lullaby hummed to those who find solace in the shadows. This is my message to the introverts who have been betrayed, who have had their trust shattered like delicate glass. Rise from the ashes of betrayal, let your wounds become the crucible that forges your resilience. Embrace your quiet strength. Your gentle nature is not a weakness, but a hidden reservoir of power. Speak your truth, softly but fiercely. Let your voice, though hushed, carry the weight of your wisdom. Find your tribe, seek out kindred spirits who appreciate the symphony of your silence. The world may crave fireworks, but in the hush of your silence, find your own shimmering symphony. Let your scars be beacons, not burdens, guiding you towards a future where trust is earned, not assumed, and your quiet soul finds its chorus in the echoes of genuine connection.